Thanks for your question, and thanks for supporting this effort here of Unideers. So 3D printing, in my understanding, but that is my personal view, having studied the issue for roughly 3 years, is one of those areas that lend itself perfectly for the securitization that I was talking about. So about 4 years ago, the latest fashion was to talk about nuclear proliferation with regards to 3D printing. And basically, the headline was the bomb out of the printer. And quite a lot of also serious scholars engaged in that debate and talked about what could happen if 3D printing would become much more cheaper, if those machines that are integrated through networks, if certain actors, non-state actors or state actors like North Korea, would tap into those networks, basically withdrawing knowledge from the machines. So a colleague of mine from the US, professor from the Naval Postgraduate School, and I, we did a workshop with 3D printing companies from Germany. Germany is the leader in metal printing, 3D metal printing machines. And first of all, it was difficult to convince the CEOs and others of those companies that this is really an issue that they should engage with. And once we were able to convince them and bring them to the table in Berlin, we talked to them, and they were all like, "Oh my God, where do you take these ideas from? I mean, if we ever get to that point, that's perhaps going to happen in, let's say, 10, 15, 20 years." The point was, they then realized that first scholars, then policymakers, meaning officials, were talking about potential availabilities of these techniques with regards to proliferation, missile proliferation, nuclear proliferation, and were perhaps coming up with ideas to restrain this technology, for instance, through specific export controls. So, for instance, Germany has in place already specific export controls, other countries in the EU as well. And that was the point when the producers realized that if they don't engage in this exercise, if they don't talk to the policymakers, then perhaps at some point policymakers might restrain their business. So the short answer from me is overblown, still today overblown, but in order to increase the knowledge that we have, let's not just talk to the academics from the security realm, but also talk more to the real producers that are doing this stuff actually on the ground.